This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday said he found leaders in the Middle East determined to prevent the conflict between Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas in Gaza from spreading.
We're heading now to Israel, where I'll have an opportunity to share with Israeli leaders everything I've heard thus far on this trip, and also to talk to them about the future direction of their military campaign in Gaza.
Blinken, in the region for a week of shuttle diplomacy, told reporters in Saudi Arabia that of all those he spoke realized the extent of the challenges, adding no one thinks that anything will happen overnight. Analysts say Washington had largely excluded Turkey in diplomatic efforts to resolve the Israel-Hamas war, but as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, the last few days signals things have changed.
Observers see the decision by Secretary of State Antony Blinken to start his latest regional Middle East tour with visits to Turkey's foreign minister and with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan as symbolically meaningful. Analysts say Erdogan's backing of Hamas initially had Washington largely sidelining Ankara in efforts to resolve the Israel-Hamas war. But Blinken's visit indicates Turkey could have a role to play. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Pro-Palestinian protesters blocked several New York City bridges and a tunnel on Monday to demand an immediate ceasefire in the three-month-old Israel-Hamas conflict before police arrested hundreds of them and reopened the roadways. Police arrested 325 demonstrators, a New York Police Department spokesperson said, and all the locations were cleared before noon. This is VOA News. French Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne has resigned following political tensions over immigration, and President Emmanuel Macron's office says he will appoint a new government, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Elizabeth Borne's resignation follows the passage of contentious immigration legislation backed by President Macron, aimed at strengthening the government's ability to deport some foreigners, among other measures. Borne, France's second female prime minister, was appointed in 2022 after Macron's re-election for a second term. He posted on X, formerly Twitter, that her work has been exemplary every day. Macron's office says Borne will stay on until the president appoints a new government in the coming days. I'm Julie Walker.
A former Gambian minister went on trial in Switzerland on Monday for crimes against humanity, a milestone case where a serial rape victim will testify after a multi-decade wait for justice. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
Former Interior Minister Ousmane Sonko was arrested in early 2017 while seeking asylum. He faces charges including murder, multiple rapes, and torture between 2000 and 2016 in what is Switzerland's second ever trial for crimes against humanity. He denies the charges, but if convicted, he could face the maximum penalty of a life sentence. Sonko's lawyer, Philippe Curat, asked the court to abandon the case, citing problems with the investigations and hearings. He is expected to argue that many of the alleged crimes against humanity happened before a relevant Swiss law took effect in 2011 and are not admissible.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. The U.S. Defense Department said on Monday it was not currently planning to withdraw its roughly 2,500 troops from Iraq, despite Baghdad's announcement last week it would begin the process of removing the U.S.-led military coalition from the country. Air Force Major General Patrick Ryder said he was not aware of any plans to withdraw and the focus remained on defeating the Islamic State. Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani's office announced on Friday the moves to evict U.S. forces following a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad that was condemned by the government. U.S. President Joe Biden does not plan to fire Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin after his failure to disclose his hospitalization last week, officials said on Monday, as U.S. Defense Department disclosed a second hospital stay that was kept from the White House. Biden, who is running for re-election, did not know his defense secretary was in the hospital for several days. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.